Y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30.000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Join me tonight. I will be at the GameWorks at the Block at Orange off the 5 and the 22 on City Drive. What mall is that in? Do we have any idea? Well, it's the Block at Orange, and it's the GameWorks there. And for $20, you can get our brand-new CD, The Best of the Phil Henry Show, 1999, Communism is Neat. For $20, all the proceeds go to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Los Angeles, and that will be this evening. Great charity, great people. We'll sign the CD for you. We'll personalize it for you if you'd like. You can have a picture taken with me if you'd like, whatever you'd like to try to raise the money that we have each year now for my friend's place for the last 3 years. So we'll be there tonight at 8 o'clock. We have changed the time. We've moved it up. It was at 11, but it will be at 8 p.m. this evening there at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. That's off the 5 and the 22 on City Drive. If for whatever reason you can't make it down there, you can order our CD online at philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. Order the CD online. It's $23.50 online, $3.50 shipping and handling. And all of the money, all of it, other than the shipping and handling, goes to my friend's place. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. There was an award given out at the, I don't know the name of this organization, I'm not sure, what are they called? The San Gabriel Valley Entrepreneurial Association. Brad Rifkin is a member, and he's a small businessman out there. He is does floors and tile renovation. Are you a member of this organization?
That is correct, Phil. It's an organization that is 200 members strong, and each year they give an award for the best entrepreneurial idea, and we do this at an annual dinner in early December. They gave away the award this year for the best entrepreneurial idea, the best single entrepreneurial idea, and I filed a protest with the governing board of the Entrepreneurial Association saying that it was being sexist and that they should reconsider.
Why do you think they're being sexist? And I want to get the ideas and how this whole thing came down. You feel that you should have won. Is it a $10,000 grant?
It is $10,000 in seed money that they give to the individual business person to start a business or to generate new ideas. The money was given to a woman this year with an idea surrounding a home business. And I felt that our idea was not given due consideration, and I made my feelings known to the governing body. So I did charge sexism because I felt that they were granting the award to a woman because more women need business seed money and because they're concerned with getting more women into the economy. Even though her idea, I don't think, was as usable or as workable as my idea.
What was her idea? And then we'll ask you about yours.
Her idea was, it was an animal grooming and animal care business at a home. That you would go from one home to the next as a business and take care of pets, both grooming them, feeding them, watering them, and taking care of them. And this would be a service that people could subscribe to, pay monthly or weekly, and that the pets would be taken care of, and that the only thing the homeowner would be liable for, responsible for, was the actual loving the pet and enjoying the animal. This business that she was talking about and presented to the board was about grooming the animal.
So it's like a 100% care service for pets, domesticated pets, so that the homeowner, the pet owner, doesn't have to do it, right? Feeding?
That's correct. Primarily that she would feed and groom and care for the pets.
Now, this is an idea for a new business that she had that won the $10,000 grant money.
Yes, sir. And I did not believe that was a particularly ingenious idea. I've heard of that idea before, in fact. As recently as 6 months ago, I know that there's a business like that in New Jersey, and there's a similar one that it has to do with boarding pets in Florida. So I didn't think that that was a very original idea.
What was your idea? And you have petitioned them, and you've basically accused them of sexism and petitioned them to reconsider. Your idea was what?
My idea was, I thought, wholly unique. to open up a series of low-cost economical dental offices in the blue-collar or lower middle-class parts of town, locating these offices next to bars or pool rooms in particularly working-class or lower-class neighborhoods where there sometimes, unfortunately, are a lot of fistfights. And there's a lot of bad feeling that sometimes can be generated because these bars and these pool rooms, and I come from a neighborhood like that. I come from Alphabet City, New York, a place called East New York, where we had a lot of neighborhood saloons like this.
Well, all right, so you want to open up a series of dental offices in lower-class neighborhoods? How do you make money?
Well, let me continue. Opening up a series of dental offices in lower-class or working-class neighborhoods next to bars and pool rooms where there are a lot of fistfights and where there would be a need for a convenient dental office where people who were involved in fistfights or involved in barroom brawls would be able to avail themselves of dental work. It is convenient. It's economical. But I lost because of the sexism that they gave this award to this woman. We would keep them open late.
All right, so your idea is to open up franchising dental offices next to bar rooms and pool rooms in lower-income neighborhoods where there are a lot of fistfights.
Yes, primarily because when you have a lot of fistfights and there are a lot of teeth getting knocked out, or a lot of teeth getting broken, and anything, bridge work can get damaged, fillings can get damaged. If you get into a fist fight and someone punches you in the mouth, you'll lose a few teeth. But if you had a dental office that you could go to immediately from the bar room, finish up whatever you're doing and go immediately over to the dental office and get your teeth fixed, I think there is a market for that.
You think there is a market for that? Do you think that there is a significant market for guys coming out of pool rooms after getting their teeth knocked out in a barroom brawl and going into a dental office?
I think when you look at some of the lower-income neighborhoods, look at San Pedro, look at Wilmington, go down to the harbor, the Los Angeles harbor, where you get a lot of these guys coming off of ships. They go into a pool room, they get a pool cue right across the mouth. You know, I'm not saying it's the greatest idea in the world, but I'm saying it's better than the one that she had about going to people's houses and feeding and watering their pets and grooming their pets, and she gets the $10,000.
So you think that they gave her the award because she's a woman?
There's no doubt in my mind that it is reverse discrimination. It's one of these, affirmative action deals where you give the money to this woman, or you might give it to a black guy or something because you want to spur business development and business ideas among women. Hey, that's great. But why give it to an inferior idea than a good one? Why not give me the idea and encourage the woman to come up with a better idea?
All right, well, her idea was to have a business where you would go to that person's home and take care of their pets so they don't have to board the pet out. And she would, you know, give the pet food, and she would give the pet water, and she would groom the animal and change its cage or whatever. And this would be a service going from one home to the next. Your idea was to start a string of low-cost dental offices that would be next door, did you say?
Next door to barrooms and pool rooms, yeah.
All right, these would be dental offices next door to barrooms and pool rooms in working-class and lower-class neighborhoods where there are a lot of fistfights. So that after these guys get into fist fights, they could go next door and have their teeth worked on? Is that what you're telling me?
Sir, I will tell you that I am a businessman of some 15 years standing in San Gabriel. I've got a successful floor and tile business. If you're not a businessman, this competition is sponsored every year by the San Gabriel Entrepreneurial Association. Some of the ideas may not be ideas you recognize immediately, but they're rooted in sound business practice.
All right, so this is a market you've identified. Guys coming out of barrooms with busted up teeth, and they need to go to a dentist immediately.
It is a market I've identified, yes.
Okay, and you think it's sexism that you didn't get it?
It is. It's not that I think. It is sexism. These women getting awards, and they're getting more than the men do because they're women and because they want to spur the women on.
Okay, we're talking to Brad Rifkin, by the way, is his name, and he lost out to a woman in a competition for the best business ideas, best small business idea of 1999. Her idea was to go home to home and groom pets and take care of pets so that the homeowner didn't have to do that. And his idea was to put up these dental offices next to bar rooms and pool rooms in lower class neighborhoods where guys who had just been in fist fights could go in and get their teeth fixed. And he says he's identified a market for it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Had a competition in the San Gabriel Valley with an entrepreneurial association. Best new small business idea of 1999. Now keep in mind these are small businesses and these are small communities. It was won by a woman whose idea was to set up a business where you go from home to home taking care of pets. So the people don't have to take their pet to a groomer. You would come into the home and groom the pet, feed the pet, water the pet, and provide a service so that the homeowner, the pet owner, doesn't have to do it. On the line with me is Brad Rifkin. He is a floor and tile man from Pasadena. His idea was to set up low-cut dental offices near pool rooms and bar rooms so that guys who were in fist fights could go next door and get their teeth fixed. And Mr. Rifkin is on the line with us right now from Pasadena. Mr. Rifkin, what was the name of the lady who won, by the way? Was she in the paper?
Yeah, her name is, she's actually a very nice lady. I don't think that her ideas are that particular idea, but she is a nice woman, and she seems to mean well. Her name is Mary Blaine, who lives in Alhambra, and who has had a couple of successful businesses, but she's had businesses that I think that women generally succeed in. She had a pottery business. She had a knick-knack store, that kind of stuff. But when you talk about new business ideas, yeah, I just don't think that that one flies.
All right, let's go to a mobile on the 91 on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what? I was thinking about his idea, and let me ask you a question. Most guys are getting a fight. Police are going to come, right?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Most people that get in a fight at bars, either they're going to leave or the police are going to come. What makes you think at 2 in the morning, after you guys are getting in a fight, that someone's going to go next door and sit in a dental chair to get their teeth fixed? That's just stupid. That is a really idiotic idea.
Wait,
you're talking about this lady, and that was a good idea, and that's why she won the award.
Well, wait a second. You don't have guys doing that because they've not had the opportunity to do it. Okay?
Well, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I said you don't see guys doing that because they've never had the opportunity to do it. But if you get into a fist fight, and there is a convenient dental office located next door.
I've been in bar fights myself before, and the last thing on my mind is getting my teeth fixed at that time and moment.
Well, I'm asking you, all right, well, did you suffer damage to your teeth at the time, or...
No, I haven't.
Why would you think about it? If you had, and there was a low-cost dental office next door, why wouldn't you?
Because that's a stupid idea.
It's stupid to get your teeth fixed?
I would go to my own dentist, first of all. I would go to my own dentist and say, hey, you know what? I just got beat up. Let me go next door and get my teeth fixed.
That's correct.
Before I have to go deal with the police or... deal with bar security.
Obviously, if the police come or bar security intercede, that's a different story. But if you get into a fist fight out in the parking lot and the guy clocks you and loosens a couple of your teeth and you've got a convenient dentist next door, why wouldn't you go there? Why would you go home to your wife with your teeth missing?
I wouldn't stick around at a bar that I just got into a fight at. No one does that.
You're not sticking around
at
the bar. You're going to the dentist office.
What makes you think that's a good... Nobody would stick around a bar after a bar fight. What makes you think that would happen?
I'm just saying.
Have you ever been in a bar fight before?
Well, when I was in the service, I got into some fights, yeah. But I'm just saying, if you just got...
Did you stick around after you got in a fight and said,
It depends.
Did anyone have a dentist?
That's where I identify, but it depended whether the shore patrol... I was in the United States Navy. If the shore patrol showed up, then we had some problems. But if not, if you just got your teeth busted up, the first thing that comes to your mind is, I got to get this fixed. What are you going to do? You look in the mirror and you're looking at no teeth. You're going to tell me that looks okay?
The first thing that comes to your mind is not that I got to get this fixed. The first thing is more likely revenge or how can I get out of here?
Let me jump in.
Oh, I got to go to a dentist.
Right. Let me jump in, Mr. Rifkin. I want to jump in because I think what the caller's making a good point. If you're in a bar fight, you know, it just seems to me that I've witnessed some pretty ugly bar fights where guys are, you know, running each other with their cars, okay? So either you're going to run away from there because you're afraid you're going to get your ass kicked even more, or, as this gentleman indicated, you want to reinvolve yourself in the fight and perhaps escalate it to a bad level, or just get out of the area so you don't get arrested. Why would you want to go next door?
Well, the thing that I'm saying, Phil, and I'm trying to say to the caller is, if you had the option to go into a dentist office, A, the cops aren't going to think to look for you there, and B, you can get your teeth fixed at the same time.
So are you telling me that after a bar fight, no one's going to be watching you and then watch you go into a dentist office?
It depends on how rough it is and just how serious it is. But I was able to see, look at you coming down on me. Why don't you support me?
Quite frankly, a bar fight is going to attract some attention. It's going to attract everyone's attention in that whole entire building. And what you're telling me is that you can sneak away and jump into a dentist's office? Even a dentist in a dentist's office is about to work on your teeth and say, hey, you need to go handle that before you sit into this office that I can operate on you.
This is an untapped market. You don't know how many people will react to this option until you present it. But you're telling me this woman's idea about grooming a poodle in your house? Come on.
That is a really good idea, and she deserves that award.
See, that is a very good idea.
That's affirmative action. That she's providing.
I have to tell you, for a guy like me, I don't get in too many bar fights myself.
Yeah.
I have pets, and it would be wonderful if I went on vacation and I could have somebody.
So you're not supporting a guy. You're going to support some chick. Is that what you guys are telling me?
It's not about that, whether she's a guy or a girl. The point is that she had a good idea, and it's a reasonable idea.
That's right.
What you're saying is that you're betting that somebody gets their teeth knocked out. You're betting on fights and violence, and you know what's the chance of them getting their teeth knocked out anyway?
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Our guest this hour, Brad Rifkin. He is a small business owner in the San Gabriel Valley in Pasadena, actually in East Pasadena, and he had an idea that he felt should have won the San Gabriel Valley Entrepreneurial Association Best Small Business Idea Award for 1999. Mary Blaine is the winner this year. Her idea was to have a service that goes to people's homes to take care of their pets, grooming them, feeding them, watering them, cleaning their cages, so that the pet owners themselves would not have to deal with it. His idea was to have cut-rate dental offices next door to bar rooms and pool rooms. I'm sorry, I just... It's amusing to me, and forgive me, sir, but it's just amusing. It's to have bar rooms and pool rooms.
Well, you know, good ideas, they laugh at a lot of people with good ideas, Mr. Henry. And
I know that, sir, and I know that some of the world's greatest minds were laughed at. I know that. So if your idea is a good idea, it's a good idea. Your idea is to have cut-rate, low-cost dental offices next to bar rooms and pool rooms in low-income areas, so that guys who are in fist fights can go next door and get their teeth fixed.
That is correct, and I have identified a market for this, and it is my feeling that it would make money and would be a growing concern as well.
That there would be more and more, there would be more of a demand for this.
As the economy gets worse and people are out of jobs and the recession kicks in, and you got more guys who are going into bars to drown their sorrows, and they're going to get into fist fights, Yes, there will be a, because I see a downturn in the economy, and this is an area, this is an untapped area for growth.
So this is a recession-proof business, is what you're saying?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Okay, here's Hagerman on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The thing that I'm hearing about, that I know, I'm a dental technician, and been for 10 years.
We then you know what I'm talking about. Then you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. All the
right.
The thing is, you're not a dentist goes to school for 6 years, pays tens of thousands of dollars for an education. And there's no way that it's just not going to be enough money for it. You're not going to get a dentist to do that kind of a job.
Why not? What are you talking about?
How is he going to get paid?
By the patient coming in and paying him.
Who's in a low-income area, who's drawn into sorrows because he's out of work? I mean,
insurance. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of ways you get paid.
Not.
You know, HMOs.
If a dentist has an empty chair, if he's sitting around for hours waiting for somebody to come fill his chair, it's not going to work.
What about a guy that's fresh out of dental school?
That's the only kind of people you might get. And
well, that's
they
what
might
we're talking
be there
about.
For maybe 6 months, and then they're gone.
And then you get another guy who's fresh out of dental school.
You'll be lucky.
Why would I mean they all got to start someplace, right?
Yeah, they do. They do, but they have all that at the universities where they go to, where people come in, dental technology students, dental students,
right.
They work on themselves before they ever go into practice.
Then they go into practice.
Well, wait a minute. Mr. Rifkin, explain to me again. You said that this has potential for great growth, correct?
Yes, sir, because if we experience a recession, which I think we're bound to experience soon, you're going to have a lot of guys out of work who are upset. They go into a bar room, they get into a fight, they need their teeth fixed.
Okay, how, and this man alluded to it, how does a guy who's out of a job, drowning his sorrows in a bar room, pay for it?
Buy insurance.
What insurance?
Expensive.
What insurance?
They have the HMOs. They take major credit cards. We take major credit cards. Okay? Look, you can't stop getting dental care just because you're out of a job. You got to go. You got to buy food, too. So you use, like, welfare money or stuff like that.
And they're not going to make enough money at it.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't know what your experience is with this kind of thing, but guys are getting into bar fights all the time, and they need the teeth fixed.
Yeah, but you might get maybe a couple people a night. Okay, what about the other hours?
If you can buy a beer, you can afford a bridge.
No, you can't. Bridge costs $1,000.
But a guy's in there.
$1,000.
How's the guy paying for his beer?
Not with $1,000.
Well, I think you guys are wrong.
That's why dentists get into it, for the money, basically.
Oh, sure they do.
And it's just not, I mean, especially if you've got a series of dental offices that you want to open up. And to try to get people...
Well, look at it this way. Most dentists see cleaning, checkup, that kind of thing.
Cleaning is done by a hygienist.
All right, so you get a checkup, that stuff. But when you're only seeing guys that have had their teeth knocked out of their head, you're seeing fewer guys, but it's a higher price deal.
No, it wouldn't be. Yeah, it's going to be... Okay,
we do high-volume bridge work.
You're going to have to charge twice... Three times as much for all the empty chair time that they
if
have.
If we're doing high-volume bridge work, it's at a discount. See what I'm saying?
It's
Think
not.
About it. Think about it. Think about
I,
it.
I know about it.
Think about it.
All right.
You won't be able to get enough dentists to take that kind of position.
Well, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about the guys right out of dental school. That's a great
idea.
And you guys... You know, all I'm getting is a lot of heat from you guys. You want to back up this woman with a pet
grooming
idea.
I've heard of her idea. As soon as you said it, I said, well, gosh, that's been around. I've heard of that for years.
Right, exactly. My idea is original.
Your idea, I mean...
Is original.
Is not really not great. That great of an idea.
Well, I'm sorry. So why does this broad win the money when she doesn't have an original idea? And my idea is original, and I don't get the money.
It might be original, but it's really not that feasible.
Okay, because the money just isn't there. Is that right, sir?
That's, yeah,
you
won't get a
dentist to take
that position.
You guys are wrong.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. Well, I don't know. Maybe we're wrong. But when you talk about how many guys get their teeth knocked out of their head on any given night in a barroom just in L.A.?
There's got to be thousands of guys getting into fights every night. Thousands of teeth getting knocked into a parking lot someplace. The guy needs to have the dental work done right away, because is he going to go home to his wife with blood pouring out of his mouth and no teeth? And she's going to say, what have you been doing? You've been drinking up our money? You've been hanging around in the barroom? He needs to get it done, and he needs to get it done right away. That was the market that we identified, and we feel, frankly, that it is feasible.
All right, here's Arcadia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I've actually had my tooth knocked out in a fight before, and that was about 10 years ago. And God forbid I'd never go to some quack who just came out of dental school fixing my teeth.
Wait a second. A guy out of dental school is not necessarily a quack. I mean, we had
Whatever. He's not an experienced dental person. What I would be looking for is someone who has experience. And another thing, if you walk into one of those places and you have a dental emergency, they have to take you in right away, regardless of what insurance you have. So the problem you're going to face is a bunch of people walking in that have to have medical care done on them, and they're not going to pay on their dues.
Well, wait a minute. Emergency room doctors are often still in medical school. Let me take your question one at a time. Emergency room doctors are often still in medical school, but you would still go to an ER if you got hurt. Of course you would. I don't think you'd call them a quack either. So that's.
But when you're talking about low-income areas, people with that's why you're calling them low-income areas, because these people don't necessarily have jobs. They're in low-income areas.
Yeah, but it's high volume. It's high volume.
No, it's not high volume.
Sure it is.
Plenty of fights, and I've only had my tooth knocked out once, and it was broken in half. And yes, I did need medical care.
All right, but you had to go
get
medical care.
But once in what, about 100 fights?
All right, so you've been in 100 fights. But if you multiply that per guy, how many guys do you think get in a fight?
Yeah, how many guys in a barroom fight get their tooth knocked out?
Look, our target demographic is the guy who's afraid to go home and get his ass beat by his wife because of his busted teeth.
A guy is willing to get into a bar fight isn't scared of going home getting beat up by his wife.
Hey, I don't know where you're from, but the last thing a lot of guys...
Where I'm from is my wife doesn't beat me up.
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
If I had a wife...
You're not going to want to go home and go, hi, honey, and there's three teeth knocked out of your head. You're going to want to have that taken care of, and taken care of professionally and competently by our cut-rate dental offices. So after you get your... Like, you take a baseball bat to the face, you get three teeth knocked. You ain't even married, so what are you talking about?
A baseball bat to the face, you're going to need medical attention.
That's going
to
knock out...
Not some dentist.
That's going to knock some teeth out, right? You go to our low-rate, cut-rate dentists, you get your teeth fixed, then you can go to the hospital, whatever.
So you live in the San Gabriel Valley, right?
I live in East Pasadena.
East Pasadena.
Right.
Okay, that's not a great area, but I'm sure there's...
You know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
You know what I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Not really.
Guy goes to a bar, you can go to the Kit Kat, go to the High Life Social Club, something like that, get a baseball bat.
Yeah, but every time, I go to bars around here, and there's hardly any fights. And
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arcadia.
Nah. I'm talking about, let's talk about East L.A., let's talk about, you know, Montebello.
We're talking about San Gabriel Valley.
Well, yeah, I know Montebello encompasses, parts of Montebello is encompassed by San Gabriel Valley. Let's talk about, like, Duarte, okay, Monrovia.
Duarte's not that bad, buddy. There's not that many bars in Duarte.
How many bar fights they have in Duarte on any given night?
I would probably say about three.
Three?
Three. If there's three bars, there might be...
Duarte itself, yeah, Duarte itself. First of all, how many bars in Duarte stay open late enough where the guys are going to start swinging on each other at closing time?
This guy's just crazy. I think that woman's idea, I think that sounds okay. It's of course it's not an original idea, but
you got to hire her to come groom your poodle. I'm talking about taking care of your teeth after some guy clocks you coming out of the
You're going to have one guy come in every night, and that guy's not going to have any money. So you're going to have to fix his tooth, and then you're going to have to collect on that debt? Come on, buddy.
Well, I don't think you've got much confidence in the human race.
I don't think you're thinking.
What?
I don't think you're thinking.
Well, I think these guys will pay. They paid for their beer.
I think you're just trying to...
No, these guys
are just trying to buck the system and try to get your 10 grand.
No, wait a second. You get three bars, two fights apiece. That's at least 12 guys.
Why don't you get a regular job like everyone else and earn your money? Sir, rather than trying to suck it out of the system.
I have a floor and tile business. If you got
I don't care what you got.
You got three bars, two fights apiece. That's
you got a tile business and you're talking about dental business. Why don't you talk about your tile business?
No, wait,
why are you talking to us about your dental business?
They got 12 guys, 24 teeth each. How many teeth do you think that is? 12 times 24 is what, Phil? I don't have a calculator.
That doesn't matter. I don't 12.
You're not going to knock out every tooth in someone's head. And if you do, they're going to have some severe damage. They're going to have their jaw broken, cheeks broken. They're going to be dead. So
that...
if you're talking about one tooth, you're talking about, you know, $500-$600, and you're not going to get any money out of it.
Okay, I did the math. It's like 3,000 teeth a night. 3,000 teeth a night, buddy.
In one area?
And you're going to say...
In one office. We're talking about one office.
No, I'm saying...
We're not talking collectively.
Well, I'm talking one office
next door to a bar.
No, I'm saying three bars. That's three offices. That's money, my friend.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about three bars, two fights a night?
At least two fights a night out in Duarte.
Well, two fights a night in a bar.
I don't think you're going to get
50 fights, you're going to get your tooth knocked out.
I'm going to tell you something. If you have two fights a night in any bar anywhere, the liquor license is gone from that place. It's gone. If the cops have to come to a bar twice a night for 365 nights out of the year, that guy loses his liquor license.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying. I'm not saying just the Duarte. I'm just saying like three bars in L.A. That's 3,000 teeth. Cops come only about half the time anyway.
Every fight doesn't count as one tooth knocked out.
Okay? I just think the idea is screwy.
Every guy that has his tooth knocked out, probably about 75% of them are going to jail immediately. So they're not going to be going over
to the dentist to get their teeth fixed.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Well, I think you guys are all touchy-feely about this broad. You want to win the money.
No, I have nothing to do with this broad.
Yeah, that's what you brought. You guys want to back up the broad, and you don't want to back up me.
I think you just want to suck $10,000 out of the system.
And the cops only come half the time when they're bar fights.
Okay, all right. And thank you very much, sir, for your call. This guy wants to open up cut-rate dental offices next door to low-income bars and pool rooms so that when the guys get their teeth knocked out, they can go next door and get their teeth fixed. 3,000 teeth a night. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next hour, we've got David G. Hall, our program director and vice president of syndication, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, R.C. Collins, Mavis Leonard, Harvey Wireman, and Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve have paid us a visit here in the studio, and we're going to have a little Christmas party as we get ready for the season, as we get ready for the holidays coming up this weekend. And... I just wanted to make this note about, we were talking about bar fights following that discussion with Mr. Rifkin there about his low-cut dental offices near bars where guys could get their teeth fixed after being in bar fights. And I mentioned to the guys that I saw this really amusing bar fight actually once, if they can be. This was very funny. It was funny to watch because I was in Liverpool, England, and I was in the Cavern Club. You remember the Cavern Club is the place where the Beatles played and became famous, or at least we're told they became famous. Actually, the Beatles, I don't know whether you know this or not, the Beatles are hated in Liverpool. They're hated there because they left and they went to Hamburg, and that's really where they got good. And then by the time they finally got back to Great Britain and they started recording and then they went back to Liverpool, they were big stars. But they actually left Liverpool because they weren't making all that much money. And they needed to sort of expand the horizons a little bit. And Liverpool almost, well, to the people I met, they're not big Beatle fans there. They hate their guts. I got accosted by this guy outside the Cavern Club. I'm walking back to the hotel. He's got, Ed Paul McCartney, his big, big house, his 400,000-pound house, a big, big, you know, everything, F this and F that, and the effing garden, effing house, and the effing... So anyway, I'm in this Cavern Club. I don't know, you know, 11 o'clock at night, I was there to see this famous club. and I'm having a beer, and they've got a variety of bars in the place because it's a subterranean bar. You go down one level, there's this, and then another level. And the very lower level is where the bandstand is, and that's where the bands play, and this is where the Beatles played. So I was in, there's one room where the bandstand is, and then there's adjoining rooms, and it's a big cavern like a wine cellar, like a big, you know, half-circle wine cellar. And you go from these rooms to rooms. Well, there's this bar, and I'm looking out on the dance floor, and the only guys, the only people dancing are guys. And there's this one dude that's dancing. This guy was from another world, man. He had like some, you know, retro 70s perm, and he's dancing by himself. It looked really odd. But there's these two big muscle-bound dudes suddenly fall to the floor and start punching it out, rolling around on the floor, on the dance floor, punching it out. And I, God, look at this, man. These guys are big, and they're rolling around. I don't really see a lot of punches being landed, but they're punching and wrestling and slugging it out. And suddenly, out from behind a bar comes this woman, about 5'2", little dark-haired, like Vietnamese or Chinese woman. And she walks up to these two guys. What the hell you do? You gotta go. You get back out there, you asshole. You bunch of asshole. You move out. Move our ass now. You know, and she's screaming. And these two guys says, well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, they got up and they're all like sorry and stuff. Gee, I'm sorry. And they go back behind the counter and they put on aprons. And they start cooking up the burgers and washing the dishes. These cats had been in the kitchen. And suddenly words were spoken. And they're out on the dance floor punching it out. And this cook, this little Chinese woman, she comes out and busts this thing up. Funniest thing I ever saw in my life. And they're like, well, okay, well, I'm sorry. And they go back. I see the guy put the apron on and goes back and starts cooking up burgers. You ever see anything like that? You ever been anywhere where the chef and, like, the dishwasher get into a fight and come out into the main dining area and are swinging? Anyway. It was it's weird. Great Britain, if you've never been there, I know a lot of people hate it. They hate it. They hate it. God, do they hate it. And I think one of the reasons why they hate it is there's two reasons. First of all, the weather sucks. Say what you want. It sucks. Number two, the English, they're very dour people. They look very depressed, you know. I don't think they are depressed, but they look it. They look depressed. They're sarcastic. They're pissed off. It has a lot to do with the fact that they once had an empire and they don't have it anymore. And so they're just saying, they look at us, Americans, and we've sort of assumed the mantle that at once was theirs. And so, yeah, they're just all bugged and pissed. And the last thing they want to see is some big mouth yank. Okay, here comes a big mouth yank. So I keep my mouth shut as much as I can when I go to those pubs over there, because the minute you open your mouth and they hear the American accent, ah, oh, see a yank, eh? I guess you think your stuff doesn't stink, is that right? You think, it? No, all I want's a beer. And they just think you're an asshole because you're an American. And it's got nothing personal. I guess you could say it's business. It's not personal. But they are a kind of a dour and depressed people. So what you got to do is do what the British do. Go into the pub, get completely wasted, watch a little bit of Steeplechase. And, you know, next thing you know, you're going to be feeling great. You'll just look like you'll look like all of them. Real pasty face, bad teeth, and feeling, you know, just feeling good about feeling bad, I guess. Okay, now our number is 1-800-449-8686. Coming up in about 2 hours from now, I'm going to be at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. And I'm going to be there to sign the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. And we are selling it for $20 a piece. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We'll be there at 8 o'clock. It's at GameWorks at Block at the Orange. GameWorks at the Block at Orange. GameWorks at the Block at Orange. Off the 5 and the 22 on City Drive. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll sign it. You can take pictures. It's a beautiful thing. Phil Henry Show.